Jamaica's National Stadium is one of, if not the country's most revered sporting venues. However, it's generally agreed that the country's sporting needs have long outgrown the facility, and a larger, more developed stadium is needed. In 2017, a long-term plan was announced for the redesign and redevelopment of the National Stadium. General Manager of Independence Park Limited, which manages the facility, Major Desmond Brown, recently visited JIS Radio Studio 58A, where he shared details of the redevelopment plan. We bring you an excerpt of his interview with host Vaughn Davis.
What we have done, we worked with our designers, and we're going to have four phases. And the reason for that is that we wanted to do the work, but at the same time, don't lock off the stadium. Because one of the fallbacks of the renovation in 2001, 2002 is that they closed the stadium, there was no place for boys' champs, and it created all kind of confusion.
Naturally.
So we wanted to do it in a way that, yes, we won't have all the seats, but we'll have enough so that we can continue the event. If there's a World Cup football match or there's boys' and girls' champs, we can do something. So the plan is to have four phases. The first phase is going to be the other thing is the lights. We are very inefficient. Lights, and if you're anywhere in Kingston when those lights are on, you can see them. That means that it's that light that you're seeing is wasted light. So what we're doing is we're going to change the lighting system, more efficient lighting. And the other thing is too, when you have this inefficient lighting system, it makes the thing just more expensive for people to use.
I would imagine. Yeah.
So we have to do a lot of what we're doing now is to not only improving the facilities but make it more cost effective for people to use. So the first will be the what we call little grandstand. That's the area opposite the current grandstand. That will be taken out from the the cycle track, which is now obsolete. They don't use that kind of cycle track anymore. Unfortunately, this is the only one we have, and we're working with the government, is working with the Cycling Association, see what they can do to put up something, because they really need somewhere to train. It will take out from the track level, and we rebuild completely from the bottom up to include all the things we talk about, proper concessions, proper. The other thing is that we don't have any boxes. Now, income stream,
right.
Any time this thing was built, income stream was only ticket sales.
Right.
It has changed.
So you have concession.
You have concession, you have boxes. So we have boxes, we have different category seats. You have club seats, standard seats. All of those were included over there. We're also going to design the stadium because you can't design a stadium anymore for weekend use only. Mm-hmm. So we're going to design it so that there'll be rooms that people want to have seminars during the week, they can rent. Multi-purpose. If you go to a stadium like Liverpool or Manchester United, they have weddings there.
But as you mentioned that, now I'm just looking at our stadium and looking at how it's configured. Can we accommodate that kind of construction? I mean, based on how it is now, do we have the space?
Yes, man.
Essentially?
Yes. Because what you're going to do, remember, you have the stands and there's an earth mount behind it. Mm-hmm. We're going to take out the stand and the earth mount and just build up. So we won't have an earth mount anymore. I mean, I was just saying that when you go to Liverpool, and you have weddings. And I'm not sure we'll have weddings in ours, but what we're saying is that we have to design it so that it can be more user-friendly. It can be used during the week and not only for sporting events. That's another thing, too. It can't be designed only for sporting events. Mm-hmm. So in our design, for instance, we're going to talk about putting, for instance, part of the development is a proper covering for the track and the football field. So, okay, have concerts. You have to diversify
your revenue stream.
Exactly, your revenue stream. So that is it. And then that's the first phase. So when you finish there, then we'll go to the south side. We take out that section similarly and put up the same thing. And then you go to the north, and then the final phase will be to renovate the existing grandstand. For instance, one of the things that we fall short seriously on, what we call a venue operating center, is not required that you have a room. We have all your cameras. We have been putting in cameras, but we need more. And they have the screens where the fire department, the police, private security, Ministry of Health, everybody's in one room. And it's got like a management center. Any decisions to be taken can be taken there.
Like a control, like a command center.
Command center. We don't have that now. Mm-hmm. We have two little rooms that we try to use, but that's part of the new system. And one of the things that we need there is a proper gym for the athletes to use. That sort of thing. So all of that
warm-up air, that kind of thing.
That's all part of it.
Or even beyond that.
For instance, if you have a proper changing room now at a stadium, you have things like ice baths, all those things that we don't have. So those are the sort of things we're going to be putting in.
General Manager of Independence Park Limited, IPL, Major Desmond Brown, in a recent interview with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service /Studio 58A. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.